Confirmation hearings for President Biden's U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, start on Monday. She's the first Black woman to be nominated to the High Court, but Black women already hold more than half of judgeships in Jefferson County. WBHM's Cody Short talked to some of those women to hear their thoughts on the historic nomination.
Last month, when Biden announced the Jackson nomination, Judge Shante Owens couldn't believe it.
I literally thought about my children and my daughters specifically to set like, oh my gosh, like barriers are still being moved every day, removed so that she has a fair opportunity at everything. So it was a moment of pride for me.
Although she was excited, Owens was also sad it took until 2022 for a Black woman to be nominated. She says a change has to happen to bring more Black women to positions of power.
And we have to believe that people of color are just as qualified, because we surely are. And we have to want to be inclusive. And I know so many people just probably aren't as interested in diversity and being inclusive. But I think those are things that you have to want for your state, or you have to want for your system.
Judge Katrina Ross agrees it's long overdue for there to be a Black woman on the Supreme Court. She says Jackson is the right pick.
Basically, this particular nominee, she's more qualified than most of the justices on the court.
Ross says Black women on the bench are treated differently.
They expect more than what they get from any other white judge, basically. It's like you're not competent, like you're not doing your job. I think a lot of people, you know, that's just like they did the nominee. You know, she had to be exceptional.
Judge Keisha Davis is excited to see Jackson's nomination. Davis adds she loves seeing a Black woman with a full life.
Sometimes you see women who are career driven, but maybe they don't have the family. She has everything going on. I mean, wife, mother, she's ahead in her field. I mean, she had everything going on.
Davis also says she appreciates Ketanji Brown Jackson's beauty, and that all Black women can see themselves in her.
From her hair to the way she speaks, and then she's a darker skinned Black woman. Like, everything about her is just like Black girl magic for me.
Black girl magic, something the U.S. Supreme Court hasn't seen in its more than 230-year history. Cody Short, WBHM.